Humpty Dumb.
Dumber Everyday Podcast.
Smoking methamphetamine.
Ghettoest state I've ever been.
Let's get on the.
Nah, nigga, you're the problem.
Bro,
the fucking town retard.
That's a heart of hearts.
It's not gonna stop me.
Hey, you probably eating some dirty pussy.
Gross. People didn't want none of that smoke.
She said the hard R. Yeah. If her dick's bigger than mine, yes, we're going toe to toe.
Welcome to Dumber Everyday. Let's start this fucking podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Dumber Everyday Podcast. You know this familiar voice. You know this familiar voice, LLOYD, aka The Thick Slug. We are in Toxicity Studios, joined by the lovely co-host, Gabriel, aka The Spaceman, aka The Zaza King.
We're flying out here.
Yes, we are. And we are down one crew member today. Mark is during... Yeah. And I wish we could tell you... But Mark, we love you. We miss you. We'll see you on the next one.
The whole right up the, you're right in there, dude. Right in there.
Jesus Christ! Hey, clicking and clacking on the ones and twos. You guys know him. You miss him. He's back. We have Jameson.
We have Nico. Nico Bellic.
Nico Bellic,
the character.
Back from Russia.
Dang! If Lando was doing hit missions in Russia, dude, were you involved with?
I mean. He's wearing a sweatsuit, dude. Obviously, he does at least one hit mission.
Dude, you know what they did? Did you hear what they did? You guys hear about this? You know about this? Hear about this?
Wow, what a great audience.
Yes. Dude, the fucking orchestra hit they did, they killed like 90 people, or at least 45.
It's like with music?
100. No, they, you know, like an orchestra is going on with
133.
Like, they literally ran in there with machine guns and fucking killed everybody, bro.
Russia?
Yeah. In Russia, they're like a famous orchestra hall.
Oh, we have video. So they, like, the Russians killed people.
No. You know who was? It's ISIS.
ISIS is back
out of nowhere.
No
new character. I mean, old character unlocked. Whatever, bro. He came out of nowhere.
Who's funding ISIS again?
They try to blame it on Ukraine and United States, and ISIS was like, nah, dog, it was us. Straight up. Hey, bro. Hey, over here.
Oh, shit.
Don't take that. Fuck. Hey, it was us. They're Damn. Pissed. They're even pissed. They're trying to like blame other people. They're like, nah, bro, it was us.
Of course it's ISIS.
They were like torturing him. This guy got his
Oh, yeah. They actually caught him. That's the thing. Yeah. They're going to fucking rape him in Siberia, bro. Something really bad is going to happen to him.
I mean, if you look like that, you'd probably turn
Russia
to ISIS, too.
Has the most notorious prisons in of all the world.
Wait, scroll up. Let me see these ISIS. There's just four guys.
Yeah, they legitimately like came into like a crowded orchestra with machine guns and just started mowing people down, bro.
Jesus.
But do you remember the movie Tenet? I bet you guys didn't. You guys didn't watch it.
It reminded me of that.
It was literally like the same shit.
And they're just mowing.
In the movie Tenet, they use the same fucking orchestra.
The exact same theater?
Let's bring it up. Bring up the Tenet shooting scene because it was cool. It was actually cool. I watched that movie four fucking...
You still have the audio going.
Dude, I watched Tenet four times, guys, to understand it, and I still kind of don't get it. It's fucking retarded. Fucking Christopher Nolan. Have you watched Tenet?
No.
I'm
lost.
Insane.
It's
insane.
Is it about a tenant from an apartment complex?
No, it's like some time travel shit, but it's really stupid. Crazy. It's fucking retarded. Fuck you, Christopher Nolan.
Oh, yeah, I did watch this.
Bro, it was retardedly stupid.
I liked it.
It was good.
I liked it.
It was good. But
yeah, you know, this was a good movie. With the time travel, everything gets stupid.
You're like, what's the red door, the revolve, the blue door?
I like this movie, though.
They go backwards and forward.
And it's like, oh, now he realizes
but
he
like,
dies
Jimmy,
the
bro,
whole fucking
this
time.
This happened yesterday, dude. This was like...
Yeah, it is the same theater.
It is the same theater.
Jesus Christ.
That's fucking crazy, bro. But they did this, bro. Some legit people, I don't know if they saw the movie, but they're...
Simpsons did it.
Pretty damn close.
Dang. You know what I watched the other day?
Uh-oh.
Poor Things. Pull it up.
I wanted to see it.
Pull up.
That was my this year's
Emma Stone Poor Things.
That was my this year's mushroom movie.
Dang
like,
it.
Like Green Knight was. I was like, oh, I can't wait to see this on mushroom.
I don't think it's a good mushroom movie, honestly.
Was there trippiness? I thought it was all trippy.
No.
It's just pure sex.
Yeah, go to images. Images.
Go back to Lauren Boebert. I like our images, our preemptive images.
No.
Dude, this is a mushroom movie, bro.
It's not really. Watch. Why is this? where's the fucking titties at? There's this whole movie, like, she doesn't have her shirt off for like 70% of this movie. I don't know why all these pictures is just her with her shirt on.
She's
type
in
sex,
around.
I guess, because it's crazy.
Up.
The fucking Hulk gets her titty. He licks her nipple during one of the sex scenes.
Is it a double?
Jesus Christ. No, it's her. She is nonstop fucking people the entire movie.
Poor things.
It's not that movie. Yeah. So anyways, the whole premise of this movie is that she is she killed herself.
Oh, so she's in purgatory.
No. But she was pregnant. This mad doctor finds her dead body, takes the baby's brain out, puts the baby's brain in the mom's fucking head because she landed on her head, killed the brain.
Wow.
Yeah, so she doesn't have, like, motor functions, really, and as she develops them really quickly, she finds out about masturbating and becomes a whore.
So it's just a child's brain in an adult woman's body. That's the premise.
Basically, yeah.
And they're like, let's just throw it around a bunch of men.
And then, yeah, she becomes a hooker. She gets tied up and, like, raped. It is crazy.
What? Is it in a fairy tale? Yeah. What's going on with the out in the... What world
it's,
are they
it's
in?
It's actually in steampunk world, like...
That's what I'm talking... What's going on, dude? Is there weird creatures?
No, there's,
is
like,
this how it was filmed? This is the scene?
Yeah, so this is a...
Why is it all...
Hey, that's... There it is. He's fucking, that's the Hulk licking the nipple right there.
Oh, okay, the Hulk. I thought you were talking about the actual Hulk. Some green guy.
No, that's the Hulk.
Yeah, the actor guy.
Yeah. Non-stop. Is this just like a compilation of all the sex scenes?
I guess. Yeah.
Wait till you see her tied
up.
Like
it's like a whole 10-minute compilation.
I'm telling you, the whole movie.
Dang, dog.
This movie's crazy.
What kind of... I was going to invite some artsy girl to this, dog.
You might get some pussy out of it.
Weird.
But yeah, she eventually started selling herself and...
As one does.
Right? And then everything works out for her after that.
What? She gets the bag? She's like, you know what? This ain't that bad.
She does secure the bag.
Jesus Christ, man. Who's this... Chironimus. Did she go back?
She never fucks him.
What?
Yeah, she never fucks the black guy.
Because she wanted to keep her options open.
Oh, no, that's the black woman. Oh, there's a lesbian scene.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. That black girl eats her out.
That's progressive. Yeah.
It's a pretty good movie.
Jesus.
Me and my wife watched it. She's like, what the fuck are you watching?
Didn't they win a Grammy or something, dog?
I bet. Emma Stone cannot get her pussy eaten by a black lady and not win a Grammy.
They're like, you know what? This is art.
This is
art.
But the whole world was crazy. It's like if the steampunks like had their way.
If the rapist, the steampunk rapist had their way. Dude.
Yeah, it's fucking wild. Like they're on this big ass boat and it's all powered by like.
Oh, it's Italy. It's Italian.
Bunch of gears.
Who fucking wrote? Who's the director? Is it that weird? That one guy? That one guy from Italy? From France?
Yes.
It's.
Oh yeah, it has that nigga. It has the Green Goblin in it too. It's like her dad.
That guy's. He seems like an alcoholic of an actor. Like he seems like he lives in his car and he's like, bro, I'll do whatever you want.
What is this? An anime? And I'm a fucking demon.
Yeah. How much does it pay? $15,000. Oh, 1500. What? I signed it anyways. Whatever, dog.
Honestly, wouldn't you, though?
Yeah, money's money.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
If he lives in his Ford Bronco.
Oh, man, the life.
His raspy voice, just say, you got a pack of cigarettes.
I'll do it for some cheap scratchers and vodka.
Yeah! Classic, bro. Jesus, criminy, bro. Dude.
It was a good movie. I liked it.
I wanted to watch it. I wanted to take I was going to hit up some lady and be like, you want to go see a movie? Like a faggot? No, sorry. My bad.
It wasn't like a steampunk. How shitty would it be if like the steampunks had their way?
Oh, if we were still on Steam Engine? That would be gay as hell. Everyone's...
Not if the steampunks had their way. They're like, oh yeah, this car has to be fucking...
All the, gears on it? There's all kinds of just...
Your fucking stove is just... It has so many gears that aren't necessary. And just...
Somehow everyone's wearing platform boots. Yep, a lot of platform boots going on, dude.
top hats with also gears on them.
Gold monocles. Jesus. Monocles and chest, what is it, pocket watches?
Yeah, I'm so glad. And pocket breast. What is it?
Yeah,
the,
dude.
The breast pocket you, watches.
A lot of vests. There'll be a lot of vests going on, too.
So many vests.
Vests?
And gears. I'm so glad, dude, the steampunks did not have their way. You
make a killing as a vest maker, bro. Or like the gear guy. No one ever talks about that guy.
Get your gears. Got big ones, small ones.
What kind of gear you need? I know you need one.
You need at least one. I got gears that go on your gears. So your gears can gear while they're gearing.
Fuck, man.
So bad.
Wish I could have been a young child in New York. Working the steel mill, dude. Smoking cigarettes at 8.
Yeah.
Getting caught in a machine. Watching your homie get caught in a machine.
Meeting your wife at fucking 12.
Yeah, dog. And you live till about 25.
Really? That's what
I don't know. I don't think so. No, because
no, the life expectancy back then was like 35.
I did that. I remember in history class, I was like a whole fucking chapter about like the fucking migrant worker children, dude. Where were the adults at, dog?
They were dead. They
died on the ship.
The adults were 17, man.
Look at this, bro. It was like a million people, bro. Look at these fuckers, bro. They worked their asses off.
They all had old people face, too. Because
they did was work from fucking 4 years old. They're like, are you able to get caught in a machine? Well, you're going to work, dude.
Look at those little hands. They get all the gears from these cars from Tokyo.
Jesus Christ, man. That's why the boomers are so mad, bro.
Really?
They got raised by these people.
Imagine being raised by that.
Exactly. They're like, what do you want to play? What? Play? Damn, you know what I had to do?
Damn, that kid's cool as fuck, man.
That kid was the coolest kid, dude.
He was. He always had his captain's hat and his cigar. That cigar would last him 2 weeks. Like, he would never light it, but damn, he would just chew on it and give orders.
You know his name was Smokey or something cool, bro. Hey, Smokey.
Damn, then dude, he got like one leg.
He got his leg chopped off, bro, and got it caught in that paper machine he's holding, bro.
Still slinging newspapers,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, what are you gonna do, bro? What are you gonna just fucking?
His family needs to eat. He's got two kids at home.
Damn, dog. Lando, I feel like you could have made it in this time, though.
Dude, this nigga can make it in any the future, the present, the
you
past.
You would have been on the box thing slinging newspapers.
The Enigma.
Read all about it.
I just figured out Lando's new nickname, the Enigma.
He's like Dan Halen from Squidbillies, dude. He's just an agent of chaos and evil, bro. He's been around since beforehand.
Is that a cotton? Dude, is that a machine, cotton gin?
Look at the machinery they're working on, dude.
I think that's a cotton gin.
Yeah, but look how easily you can get caught in that, dude.
Yeah, that's how they called it that. Like, oh, he's caught in the gin. He's
caught in it.
He's caught in the goddamn gin again. All
right, hire two more kids because we're gonna lose at least one. Yeah, dude. I don't know why I was thinking about this, but yeah, dude. We're out here. We out here.
Dude, summer is coming.
It's coming fast.
I know. I can't wait. I'm declaring it right now. This is the summer of barbecues.
Oh, what? That's you.
Yeah.
You're the only one that owns a barbecue out of everybody.
I'm going to invite everybody over. I'm going to be holding my child over the smoke as we barbecue.
Dang. You're like that? That's American smell right there.
Yeah.
Dang.
That's Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah, dude. Are you going to show them propane or charcoal?
I got to get it. So I just actually got rid of my propane grill.
Dang.
It was like all falling apart.
And you sold it to OfferUp.
No, I just took it to the dump.
You should have had one of these homeless people take it away, take it off your hands for you.
I didn't want it anywhere near me anymore.
I know a
fire would have been started near me if I would have gave it. If I put it on the corner for free,
sold for it would have been hawked. It would have been passed hands for like 20 different homeless people.
It wouldn't have made it down the. It was falling apart so bad, like. It was.
They'd be like, "No, it's a brand new grill."
You really couldn't pull it down the street with the wheels. It would have fell to two pieces.
Oh yeah, right here.
And
here we go.
But I'm thinking about getting a charcoal grill. I miss the smoky flavor.
Dang, an old school, the round ones from Walmart.
That's all you really need.
Yeah, who dat? Look at that. They're called lonjas in Spanish, dude. Look at them lounges.
Great.
Jesus, criminy.
Well, you know how much we're gonna do some barbecue in this summer.
As you watch your crypto grow, you're like, dang,
my crypto, my sun grow,
dang,
my crypto grow,
bro, it's insane. Your kid is coming so fast.
Yeah,
like in a month, less than 2 months.
Yeah, like 7 more weeks, man.
Jeez, and then you're gonna be a father,
I'll be a parent, man.
Dang, Emily's gonna beat the shit out of my market.
What? You said her name before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know.
But she's gonna beat you for no. Just for look at what we did.
Why'd you drop the baby?
Dang! You better not. You're like holy. You should be like. You better not. You better don't drop it. Don't,
That's how Mark's wife looked at me when I held the baby.
Oh, like
she was so uncomfortable. I'm like, it's a fucking baby. I've held plenty of babies,
dude. I got my baby handling experience, but it is a lot to handle. I've seen people really like not be able to handle a baby.
It's easy. You just hold them.
Yeah, they have the attention span of a cat, basically. If you think about it,
well, they're babies.
Cats have the attention or like the mind of a 2-year-old.
Really?
For real? That's their mental equivalency for humans.
Damn, 2-year-olds are fucking stupid, man.
Yeah, but they're still kind of cognizant. You kind of see it in them. You're like, all right, it listens, but kind of not, because it knows.
Speaking of my baby.
Yeah.
So the other day, me and my Wody went out because she was like, let's get out of the house, which I fucking hate.
Dang.
I'm tired of being in the house. Let's leave. Like,
I could feel that, though.
Nigga, you know how much we pay for this fucking house?
That's true.
Like, why the fuck do you want? This is my favorite place on earth. This home. And I've never understood that. But anyways, so we went out. We got some dinner. We went to Sandrini's. And I had a few drinks. And we ran into some people that we knew. Well, mostly that she knew. And you know how she likes to hang out with those types?
The old crew. The bar crew.
The gays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we ran into a gaggle... gaggle of faggots, basically. Gaggle.
That's hilarious.
And there was this new one that I've never seen before, and we were just talking about how
you're a new one.
No, I wasn't.
I've never seen you around. You new one.
Haven't seen you through the hole, the glory hole.
What are you?
Anyways, we were talking about how she's pregnant, and we were talking about. It's like, yeah, my son's coming soon. He's like, or girl. And I was like,
that argument.
I was like,
I'm progressive type.
I was like, no, he's a boy. And he just looked at me and rolled his eyes and walked away. I was so mad.
This is Biden's America. This is what Biden wanted.
I was like, this nigga's trying to transition my kid before he's even born.
This is what fucking Joe Biden wanted for America. That's
Joe Santos's America.
Jesus, criminy, dog.
I never thought that would ever happen, but yeah.
Not in a small town, dog.
No, try that in a yeah, small town.
Dog, not in a small town. Swung.
I had to tell him. I was like, nigga, no, it's a boy.
Jesus, criminy. That's
yeah.
Crazy.
That's the world we're living in. That's what the world my son's being born into, man.
Dude, I mean, I hope Emily's 100% on board with like this. We give him this kid a football and he's playing Madden.
Oh, yeah. No, she was talking about, she's like, let's get him into sport. Let's get him into fighting. I'm like, yeah, let's do all of it.
Not boxing, though, because he'll be bleh, like, time he's 18.
Maybe. I mean, my lineage has thick skulls.
That is, you guys are, what is it? I mean, your bones is bad.
Not my bones are so good.
But in the beginning, I don't think you've ever, have you ever broke a bone?
Yeah, I broke my wrist on my 13th birthday.
Oh, no.
My mom bought me a skateboard.
Is your the skateboard industry, like keeping the cast industry alive since fucking, whatever, the Dogtown Boys.
It's 57.
Yeah, dog. Lando, what have you broken, dog?
Broke my leg when I was little.
Oh, shit.
Two bones at the same time.
Which ones? The cartel, huh?
Tibia and fibula or whatever.
And that insurance money.
It was an insurance scam.
Yeah. Tibia and fibula.
Fibula, whatever. I forget what it's called.
Is that where you have that club foot, that weird foot?
I got morphins.
Jesus, man. But yeah, dude.
How'd you do it?
Snowboarding on a shitty Walmart snowboard on ice.
Nice. In Mexico?
No, in Ohio. It was a snow day.
Ohio accident.
Yeah, you broke your leg.
Yeah. Right here and then up here.
Was it in half? Did you remember seeing it in half?
No, it wasn't that bad. It just like hurt so bad, like the worst pain ever. And I heard it too, like a crack. I was like, you knew something was
wrong.
Well,
Lando doesn't feel pain, so you're like, how did you go about it? You're like, I can't walk, guys.
I was just shocked.
Have you ever met somebody that claimed they couldn't feel pain?
I've met a lot of retarded people in my life.
Dude, I remember one time this kid claimed, he's like, oh, me and my dad, we don't feel pain.
There's redheads don't feel as much pain.
No, no. Redhead. He wasn't redheaded. He was claiming because he was
just a Neanderthal dumb fuck.
Retarded. He was raised by a retard.
His dad was an alcoholic. They would tell him tales.
Yeah.
Like, son, we don't feel pain. Yeah. Watch this. And he would hit himself with a fucking Jack Daniels bottle.
He was like, my dad burned off all of his nerve endings and passed it on to me. He told me so.
He's just on PCP injuring himself in front of his son.
Yeah. I was like, bro, that's not how.
Watch this, son. We don't feel pain.
He passed it off to me. We don't feel pain.
Jesus Christ. Look at that, though. You didn't believe that?
What?
It's redheads have like a legit fucking
higher pain threshold.
Yeah, dude. Because
is that why you see more redheads in like BDSM porn?
I mean, I like a good redhead in
a BDSM porn.
Yeah, dog. Them reds, dude. Them reds. There's something about an Irish woman.
I think they're just drunk.
True.
I think that's the whole thing. It's like the study, they find all these redheads, they're all just Irish and they're drunk.
That lady's not Irish.
Nope. See, you're distracting us, like Jameson.
Jesus Christ.
Can't have the ass popping like that.
Yeah, but I'm spending all my money on crypto as a responsible person would, dude.
It's addicting.
It is its own world, bro. It's too much.
It's insane, and it's so much faster. The crypto world evolves at a rate like it's a 4-to-1 ratio.
4-to-1.
Yeah, like things happen in the crypto space 4 times as faster as they do here.
In the real world.
In the
RL.
Yeah.
In the
like not slang matrix? Slang changes so much faster over but there.
I don't know why it's so. It's like an age based. Like it's all like. Younger than it should be. I think everyone trading crypto is like in their 20s or like less than 35 years old.
I believe it. It's just they grew up on this shit. Of course they're gonna see a internet
cat,
dollar.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Cat, dog, Obama, or Burma.
They've probably seen more internet Trump. Dollars than actual cash dollars in their life.
You're right.
Yeah.
When I started to not give a fuck when I'm like. It was a mindset when I started to actually get, but it's probably just pure luck. But in general, I was taking like your thing, you're like profit's profit. So I was like, all right, I'll take 30, 40, whatever I can get. And then I would just build up throughout the day. And then I started to do fat. I was like, no, I want more.
You get the greed. And then he's got the greed.
All of a sudden, now it's legitimately, now my mindset's just, oh, it's just luck. But I know I'm like, if I go back to, I saw it as a game.
It's a lull. We're also in a lull right now.
True. I was up to 25 sol, bro, from starting out with $150, dude. Yeah.
Well, like, you also cashed out.
Crazy. Well, literally, it was when I saw your text, I'm like, hey, how much have you actually? And you're like, it comes and goes. I was like, all right, I need to pull something out before I lose all this shit today.
Yeah. And I'm glad I did. Fill the bucket, empty the bucket.
Fill the bucket. But it is, it's definitely different. It's weird right now.
It's in a lull, which doesn't make sense because Solana, when I started doing it, was so much cheaper.
Exactly.
Than now.
That's why I don't understand that either, because even now it's more expensive than it was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, what's happening?
It's because of how quick crypto goes. People be like, oh, no, it's we're down now. And it's like, no, nigga, we're not. We're still up from a month ago, but they just don't. It's that short-term mindset. It's ADHD on steroids.
Dang. But if you can master it, you can... profit. Speaking of penis pumps, y'all hear about this? You guys hear
about this? Good audience.
They announced today that if you regularly use what is that what drug with the penis?
Oh, Viagra?
Viagra.
Oh, yeah.
50% lower chance of having Alzheimer's.
When are you supposed to start taking the Viagra, though?
You're like, babe, I gotta start.
No, no, I mean like to avoid Alzheimer's.
We're about to find out. Slidavadil. Uh-oh. Tight. Oh, where's the other daffodil, bro?
Sildenafil.
Well, I heard that's like a Cialis.
Tilafidil? Yeah, that's Cialis.
I want to know. Go back.
Viagra's different.
Yeah, go back to Viagra, though.
Hold on. God damn, whoops.
Let's see. What the fuck?
What happened?
I don't know. Let's see. So, 30 to 54% reduction in the incidence of Alzheimer's disease.
Them Heimers, bro.
So as long as your dick works, you won't go crazy.
Basically.
It makes sense.
Alzheimer's is the old crazy.
Yeah, Alzheimer's disease.
Yep. Them Alzheimer's, bro.
Well, you could die from it?
Bro, it's dementia. Your brain rots away.
Oh my god.
They can't test for it until you're dead.
So when should you start taking the Viagra?
That is the most important question.
I don't want to have Alzheimer's disease.
Let's see.
Now.
However, the damn.
Hey, HIV decreased during the last 2 decades. Hey, that's good.
Let's look for it. Experts say that.
Let's see. Oh, so once you start feeling the signs of it, you're far too gone. Apparently,
yeah,
from the experts.
Damn.
From the expats.
We start forgetting things, dude.
I'm fucked.
Are you feeling the effects of the Alzheimer's disease, Jameson?
Nah, just probably the weed.
What age do you have to take Viagra? What age do you have to start at 18?
Yeah, because I'm assuming there's something in it that you need to start taking before the Alzheimer's takes effect.
It's only been around for a while. Like, when did they start this study?
I don't know.
Go about age.
I'm sure the sooner the better.
Yeah, started now.
Yeah.
Got to get into now.
You heard it here first, folks.
I'm going to be popping Viagra daily.
So do you guys hear that the peace sign is now the new bisexual?
That's been coming.
I never do that.
I'm just playing. I don't know about it. I have no idea about this.
So if you throw the peace sign in a picture, it's the new symbol for being bisexual.
I feel like they're just trying to take away.
Here, pull this up, Jameson.
Gang signs, bro.
No, it's specifically the peace sign.
Peace signs gay now.
Peace signs by no, it's the symbol. Like if you throw it up, it means you're bi. It means you can go both ways.
What? I don't like this. Now I'm offended.
Yeah.
Now I'm a boomer.
You can't do the.
You can't take the peace sign.
I think I might have sent you a video of it for the on the Instagram.
I don't think so.
I sent some videos.
Yeah, some. I didn't see that one. Oh, yeah.
Have you heard about this game?
No.
Okay, here, pull it up with the audio.
Expensive. Glass litters the restaurant. But this isn't the work of vandals. They work at Burger King.
Why?
And they found themselves victims of one whopper of a prank. The drama unfolded after employees at the Burger King
got an urgent
phone call from someone claiming to be from the local fire department. The caller instructed them to break the windows right away because there was a gas leak and the restaurant could explode. But there was no gas leak. Police Captain Tom
this happened
Holly
so far
of the Coon Rapids,
twice.
Minnesota Police.
Nice. It's a good prank.
Dude. Because she was convinced that the building would explode.
Dude, that's such a good fucking prank. So these fucking retards at Burger King are just smashed
the
out.
The perfect target.
See that? If you really think about some it, some guy drove into the restaurant.
Oh yeah, that's the other one. Yeah. Jeez, so it happened at two different buildings. The second one, the manager drove his car into the building.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What a hero. Yeah. Hi.
You thought there was a guest.
Then those niggas want $20 an hour, man.
Oh, yeah. That's coming. Isn't that coming in April?
It's already here.
Oh, yeah. I know that.
January.
What?
Did you guys see this?
Yeah, Your neighbor? The Wasco cannibal, bro.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I know this street, too. It's like legitimately like 2 minutes away from my house. This guy's just prowling the streets, eating bodies. Dude, that's a human leg.
I'm glad this nigga's off the streets, though. Like,
for now. For
like he had like 30 warrants on his ass. He had
30 warrants? Yeah, dude.
He was like a known.
Or the other ones.
Criminal.
Just nibbling toes. He's
being of that ethnicity, if you know what I'm saying. It's one of them migrants, dog. This is straight up migrants.
Oh, his leg.
Dude, I watched the story of the migrants, bro. I've watched hours of Andrew Callahan interview in America, dude.
What do you mean?
The last 3 months, he's been on the boots on the ground, dude. You know what this fool's been doing?
What?
He's trying to redeem himself after his rape allegations, number one. Bring that up.
Who's this guy?
Remember Channel 5, Andrew Callahan?
Oh,
All gas, no brakes?
Yeah.
Got caught up. Caught up with them wokesters.
As we do.
As one does.
Yeah. Man. You can't just rape anybody.
Dang.
Sexual misconduct. Last year.
Full guide.
Full guide do it.
What did he do?
He had sex with a woman. And America was outraged, bro.
What kind of woman?
A fan. And she ended up trying to be like
a natural born woman,
a fucking human that has a YouTube account.
That's rape.
Was like, you're famous. I'll let you put your penis in me.
That's rape.
And then months later was like,
that woman needs to have a penis. And then it wouldn't have been rape.
But look, he was trying to hook up, and he was trying to get, you know, I mean, not defending anything, but
he gets in my bed and wears me down to the point where I eventually do agree to do things. I was what he,
agree? Highlight that word.
What,
judge? Let's solve this case.
I
right
agreed
now.
To do things, nigga. You need OJ's lawyer at this point. Did that bitch say that she agreed to do things?
Mic drop in the court.
Yeah.
Where, but anyways,
I agreed to do. I didn't want to do it, but I agreed to do it. That don't make sense.
But this fool got arrested a month ago because he did the thing that everyone thinks about, but no one does.
Crossing the border.
Yeah, he went over to some border town, bro. And then he paid two Mexican teenagers that were legit like cartel coyotes. And they're like, all right, blur our faces out and we'll do this shit. And they legitimately went on like a 60-mile trek in the bushes and shit.
I wonder how hard that was.
He's like,
we should do it.
Bro, it's illegal as fuck.
Why?
Okay, so they filmed it. They went boots on the ground. He had his whole camera crew. They're like, no, just you come in and this guy come in. And it's $5,000 to cross the border.
Per person.
And bro, legitly, dude, like this fool. It's like hard. It's like legitly, like crazy. They were like in the bushes. They were like legitly hiding from Border Patrol.
Yeah, I don't understand why it's legal for Americans to do this though.
Because this is, they explain it. It's like a whole 10-minute part of this video.
Well, I'm not watching that.
There's like three parts of it.
Yeah, anyways, I'm not watching that.
They explain it. So every American needs to come through a port of entry, a legal port of entry. Even space report. Dudes that come down in the fucking rocket, they land in the fucking ocean. They take them to a port of entry. They have their fucking passports on them, bro.
Oh, wow.
When they go to space, they're like, let me prove that I'm American when I come back from your space shuttle, you fucking morons.
Walking on the moon wasn't enough for you, eh?
You're going to a foreign territory and then you're coming back.
I doubt Neil Armstrong had to have his fucking passport on him. I thought this was America.
Dude, that's what
I thought this was a fucking American.
I'm an American astronaut, goddamn it.
I stepped on the goddamn moon. Like, what do you want?
Jesus Christ. But
this is going to hell in a handbasket.
So they fucking detained this fool, right? They caught him. The coyotes took off. They were like legitimately swimming across. They're about to swim across the border. The border patrol had been tracking him for like 2 hours.
Like a fucking animal.
There are sensors everywhere, like ground sensors, radar, fucking all kinds of spy planes and shit.
Dude, you know how much fun that must be?
It's like playing tag.
Yeah.
That's what they say. Like the Mexican, the coyotes, they're like, nah. They tried America. They're like, nah, it was all right, but over here it's cheaper, it's better. Basically, they're like,
we have all of the money that we
need.
They're
like, all I did was a dishwasher and I would work for 16 hours a day and just sleep, and then that's it. Like, that was America experience. But all the migrants that are coming are from like fucking crazy places. Nepal, China, Uzbekistan, all kinds
Iran,
of weird ass places.
I watched a video today. They're like, Hey, where are you from? Like,
they're from Africa. Some India, people, some fools are from
Africa.
A
lot of Indians. A lot of Indians.
They have a lot of money and like Gucci bags and shit. But they're
yeah, they're all wearing Gucci shirts.
But they're trekking through the desert like these fools, and they're legitimately swimming across the border.
Yeah.
But like this fool, they got caught, right? They detained him for 2 or 3 days in with the migrants, even though he was American. They legitimately, because they put him in the, because they had to do all the processing from like, are you a spy? They separated him and his friend. They legitimately put him in like
That looks like a woman.
A random building, bro. Like, it's just a windowless building in Texas, and you don't even know when you're going to get out. They never told him. While he was in there, like, they don't let you take a shower. They had to do this all like animated because they couldn't film anything or whatever because they had the camera. The cops didn't take the SD card, luckily.
Oh, nice.
Exactly.
Oh, is the SD card in?
Yeah, it says 1 hour.
The SD card is not in.
It's right there. I feel it.
Oh, you feel it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus. But yeah, this fool's a crazy ass, bro. Woo! He literally walked through, like, bro, in the bushes, there's like panties and shit everywhere. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's where people get raped.
Oh, so we're at an hour?
It says, we're at 35, but the thing says 1 hour's probably left to record on it because you got a tiny ass 32.
Why can't we at 30 minutes only?
35 because we stop and shit.
Yeah, dog.
No, we have to be over an hour. We started at like 4.
We didn't. It's 4. It's 4:48 and you stopped for 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
You're wild, it's dog.
36.
You insane.
No way.
You're tripping. Yeah.
All right. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I'm retarded.
But anyways, look at right here, bro. This is how far it is, bro. I can swim that in like 10 seconds, dog.
Nigga, I've seen you swim. Remember that time we swam in the lake?
Oh, the
mile-long lake?
Your nephews almost drowned me that one time, dude.
What?
When we swam at your father-in-law's house, dude.
Those are my fucking nephews.
Oh, true.
I don't claim them fucking bastards.
Well, yeah, they jumped on me and I was drowned.
No, I'm talking about that time we went camping and we all fucking swam across the lake.
I made it there. I went with you guys.
That was crazy.
It was pretty cool.
It was crazy. I was fit at the time.
But, dude, you know how many people die drowning? Like, no one knows how to swim in Mexico, dude.
Well, yeah, they're Mexican.
They're short, too. The fucking Rio is only.
You know,
like,
I don't understand anyone that doesn't know how to swim.
It's a poverty thing. They go into.
It's not a poverty thing. You hop into a fucking.
They go into like
shit water.
They go into like into the in the first 10 minutes of it. They're like they explain why it's a.
You just go in it.
It's a legitimately. You
learn
by throughout the world. The statistic is the higher the income ratio is legitimately the ability to swim. Yeah. The poorer you are, has no ability to swim.
I think there's also a correlation with that. The IQ levels.
It's poor.
No, it's idiots. Yeah, it's
poor.
It's idiots.
No access to resources.
It's retards.
You don't have access to education or money.
You don't have access to this river.
Everyone does, but
exactly,
bro. There's just some random like Mexican dude fishing. He's like, good luck.
I hate. I'm racist against people that can't swim. What's that called?
Racist. No.
Racist against people that can't swim.
Dude, this is insane, though, man. Channel 5, keeping it 50-50. I was watching the all the epidemics going
on.
Is that
ableism?
What?
To hate people that can't swim?
It's a poorism.
Yeah. It's not poorism!
It is. Yeah. Like, what is it? It's like a white supremacy. It's like elite. Classism. It's called elitism or classism.
I had to pour out the glass of water that was melted in here.
Oh, yeah. getting mold.
I had to pour that out.
But
today.
Yeah, dude, if you're American, they hold you for 3 days and put you in a jumpsuit, and you have to just sit there with Mexicans for like for days. And they're like making fun of them and all kinds of like just kind of fucking with them. But some of them are like legitimately all the kids, the people that are less than 20, they're on an adventure. They're like, I was bored. I try to come as far as I could go.
Yeah, why not?
That's what they said. They're like, they're all trying to see Taylor Swift. Legitimately in there, they interviewed like, oh, where do you want to go? They're like, Nashville, Nashville. Everyone's like, why Nashville? They're like, Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift.
Taylor?
Yeah, Taylor.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
I love her.
They just want to see her.
And I love.
If they get caught, they go back and then they just come back.
I love the Chiefs. Los Chivas.
Dude, that's what. Oh, dude. In San Francisco, the fentanyl's being sold by Hondurans, bro. Call them Hondos.
Ew.
Like, specifically, if you want to come to America in Honduras, the cartel will send you here. If you're a young dude, they're like, you want to go to America? You're like, duh. And they're like, all right, you're going to work for us for a little bit. So they send you to San Francisco, right? Uh-huh. And they put you on a corner. And you work and you send money home and you send money to the cartel and you make your little bit of money selling fent to America. Specifically.
That's the American dream.
And then all the people in San Francisco that are doing crime are all from like L.A., Oakland. They're all going there as like a tourist for crime. Like, I want to go steal Gucci. I want to go steal Fendi.
Oh.
I can go to San Fran because they have up to 1,000.
They have all those gay-ass laws where you can't arrest somebody for stealing.
Progressive laws.
Yeah.
Up to $1,000. You can steal $999 of
stuff. It's like that here, too.
And they will literally tell you to just, all right, go about your business.
It's like that here, too.
Here's this ticket. I'll see you in court in 3 months.
And we also have the no bail law, too,
yeah.
Where you don't need to bring your bail money.
If they don't kill anybody or hurt anybody, they're out in like 3 days.
Look at Jameson.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. There's a million people out there from like all over Montana. They're like, why are you here? They're like, oh, because I can just get whatever I want. Like, legitly, whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Just walk in the store and grab it. And then they're like, legitly, the cops can't do anything about it.
I want a Gucci shirt. I want a Gucci shirt so bad.
Like, they
go, I never wanted one until one of my CWs told me.
Dude, he just rolls with gangs. They're like, you guys, they just, Andrew with them, they walk up to a bus and just start tagging it. They're just like, he's just like, he interviews a guy getting robbed. Like, he's like, there's a guy that got his car getting stolen. He's running, and he's running after the guy with the microphone. He's like, sir, sir. Bro, it's wild.
This is
these are boots on the
ground.
Wait,
who's the governor of fucking California?
Isn't it Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, it's some fucking, I know you know this, Jameson.
Newsom? I don't know.
It's Newsom.
No, he went to Congress and they call him a bitch.
No, it's still Newsom, man.
No, he went to Congress and they call him a bitch.
Look at Governor of California. It's Newsom. This is Newsom's fucking California, man.
They call him a weak neck Beezy.
He does have a weak neck.
That's what they literally called him. They make fun of him for it. They're like, bro, what's up with that weak ass neck, dude?
Damn. You can't have nothing weak these days, man.
Donald Trump can't pay his fucking court bill.
What are you talking about? Dude, you know, he sold all of his shoes.
He sold all of them.
He sold, you know how much money he made?
Like nothing?
Dude, he made over $5 million.
Well, he didn't pay his
court bill. He's still not paying those bills.
They're going to take Trump Tower in New York. They're going to take Trump Tower in Mar-a-Lago.
He doesn't even want it. They're going to take Mar-a-Lago? That's different. They're gonna take Mar-a-Lago.
He can't pay his bills, bro.
They can't take Mar-a-Lago.
Trump broke. Everyone. He's so mad that everyone's calling him broke. He's like, you motherfuckers. He's like, you watch.
Dust you what?
Look, he can't pay his $464 million fucking bail. Well, it's a bond, but still.
Dude, he can totally pay it.
He wants America to pay it. He's like,
go fund me.
Yeah, he's legitimately asking people to pay it for him, dude.
What a smart man. I know he has the money.
You know his logic is this: pay my legal bills, so I have enough money to run for presidency.
No, not just that.
Not the other way around, right? Not America help me run for president. No, America help me pay my legal bills so I can run for president. Dude, it's so weird.
Dude, he's a smart.
How are we allowing this to happen?
He's a smart man.
What the fuck is going on?
He's preying on the retards.
No, they say that Trump is, he's
a
what,
god.
No, he says he's the what a poor man's idea of a rich man would be. Like a poor guy would be like, if I was rich, I'd be just like that guy.
Damn, I would
tell it how it is. I'd make some sneakers.
I am a poor man, apparently. I really thought Trump was doing it right.
Grab by the pussy.
I would grab them by the pussy.
I would have what is it? He was stealing. He had nuclear documents in some closet.
Yeah.
You fucking, bro, this fool's wild, dog. He's getting unhinged, dude. Dude, if I was his son, I'd be doing crack cocaine like Hunter.
Hunter's the man.
Dude, he's the coolest. The coolest president.
He's the fucking man.
You're out there banging Ukrainian hookers, bro? Come on.
Doing crack cocaine.
Off their titty, dog.
Snorting it?
Off their titty.
Jesus Christ.
Freebasing that.
I know I sent another video to the pod. Pull that up real quick. I sent a couple of them. I think one of them was Hunter doing cocaine.
Nice.
That's a good one. No, not that far. It was recent.
I like.
That's probably to my personal.
No, it was to the page. It was to the podcast.
Sure.
Yeah, this is for the pod. Watch, scroll down.
For the pod. It's not down there. You would know. Maybe the CIA took it off.
Windows.
That's weird. Me,
the lady.
Damn.
The biker guy.
Oh, I'm.
I sent more than that.
It was to my personal.
The noogie was personal was in that video. Personal? Go back to that little black kid getting noogied because that was hilarious as fuck. Why aren't you wearing shoes? You watched the video? Look at this.
Oh, dude, we watched it on the last episode.
Dude, you can't come out here both not wearing shoes. That father missed the beat down.
That's how Jameson quit his job, man. When you noogied that man. How did it feel to noogie a grown man?
It was hilarious. Dude, headlock too.
Huh? It was humiliating.
Did you feel big? How small was this man?
He's taller than me. So I was like, it was weird.
You had to jump up to hook him.
It happened really fast. I just like grabbed his neck somehow. He was like in front of me, so like I somehow like got him under my fucking armpit and like started nooking.
Dang.
No, I was like pushing him, but for some reason with my thumb knuckle. But yeah, I was pretty much a noogie.
Did he get up and try to strike you?
Nah, like he couldn't escape.
Dude, you know like, his dick didn't work for a solid month after that. After it's like a reset.
Did he have a wife and kid? No.
His fool was 30, still living at home like forever. Oh, he never moved out ever.
It is definitely a reset button. After you get noogied, your penis doesn't work for a month.
God damn.
There we go.
Jesus.
Right, I found that video.
Dude, I got stern. I got it. What are we at right now?
46.
Got stern at work, dude.
With the migrant.
With these clients, dude. It's all about like sternness, bro.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah, 20 grams of crack.
20 nice. Grams of crack cocaine.
21 almost. Because he was saying 2 point something, but it was 20 point something.
Who has crack like that?
Hunter Biden.
Oh, nice. Yes. What a cool guy.
Right here.
It's 2.07 without the bag.
So how long is
2.0?
That was Hunter Biden there, filming himself. The video was one of the few people.
The coolest of all time.
Dude, he's so awesome.
You know who my fucking dad is?
Fucking the president of the goddamn United. He will drone strike us right now.
He's just playing cards with like Filipino gangsters. Bring her up. Go back.
Which one? The Kimberly?
Yeah.
I found this fight page.
You found a fight page?
Yeah, local Bakersfield.
Oh, hell yeah.
She got nothing.
Dang.
That's it. Let me find it though. It's where so I found the picture of the video of the.
There it is, right there in the middle.
Lunch lady.
Gross. Yeah. Gross.
It's nothing. Someone's in there. Got another baby coming.
Transgender teen who went on Instagram and bragged about killing 12 people.
What? Nice. How?
And scroll down. Let's read this. What's this?
Who's this weirdo?
Jameson.
I'm right here. Look at it. It's some fucking kid.
An 18-year-old transgender woman. So,
big move.
Transgender woman. That means male to female, right? They call him a woman.
A woman? I don't have no idea. His name is Jeffrey. Yeah. Assuming it's a dude that went to be a...
No, please judge Jeff. So, yeah.
Formerly Joshua, the other guy.
Shooting a child and then bragging about the deed on an Instagram video? What the fuck?
What? Go back.
On that shit.
That's crazy.
Jesus.
See, this is Joe Biden's America.
Go back to the car. I want to read. What are you looking for?
The fucking fight page. It had some really good fights.
Some Bakersfield scraps.
Oh, way too many people. Oh, God damn
it. Who's that?
Oh, fucking Christ. Is that some realtor lady?
Oh, nice. You should add that news. Remember that newscaster? The one that fainted last year.
God damn it,
man. Oh, the blonde one. The
blonde with the big old tits.
Yeah, and the ugly face.
Yeah. Yeah. Get her in there. God damn, it's gone, dude. Yeah. Like Joe Byron's fucking crack page, dude.
Yeah, you want to read more?
Oh, that's all it? That's it? Reading. How did she do it? What kind of gun?
Fuck that.
Probably an unregistered Mexican gun.
I want to buy a gun, dude. I was about to get American.
Oh, speaking of guns, me and Jameson went to the fucking...
You guys buy... And Jameson, you load up on ammo?
Dude, yeah, I bought so much ammo.
Tight.
I bought, but it wasn't like a real gun show that I've been to there before. Like the real gun shows, they have people, they got real niggas.
Real Americans, you mean?
Real patriots selling shit.
Selling M16s from their Vietnam days.
One time we went, this nigga, he was selling that ammo that like shoots fire as well out of the shotgun.
Yeah, the fire breath.
The fire, yeah, he had that. But every time I came up, he would be like, "I don't know what you're talking about, sir." But anytime I would leave, my nigga Ruben would be like, "Give me that fucking fire breath."
And I got it right here, dog.
Yeah. Apparently, I have cop face.
What?
Yeah, because he would. I don't know what you're fucking talking about, sir. We only sell
cop face, but I don't see you having that.
I don't think I have it either. But yeah, no. Me and Jameson, we went to the local monster truck gun RV and boat show.
The most masculine dudes in Bakersfield were there, huh?
No. I mean, me and Jameson were there,
that
so yeah.
That picture of that small... Try that in small town?
Yeah.
That guy was there. He was ready. He was fucking ready for...
I was so fucking drunk.
He was ready for Minority to pop off.
Oh, yeah.
Sir, what? You better sit down, sir.
I was so fucking drunk. Huh, Jameson?
You should have threw fucking... I was
fucked up. I also smoked weed.
Tight. Yeah.
I took a hit off of Jameson's bong.
That's what you do at a gun show in a monster truck rally, dude. Damn, that sounds the right thing to do.
Fucking obliterated.
Hell yeah.
And then we went to the gun show. And then I felt like a gay couple because me and Jameson were just walking around checking out fucking RVs. And they're like, this is nice.
Yeah,
like,
this big ass RV. You should have hidden one. You should have smoked weed in one.
We were kicking it on like, because they all have these patios now. Like the back would fold down, and you have like a giant patio in your fucking RV. It's
like a fucking white American would have
a
patio.
So nice.
I'm not a goddamn Mexican out here fucking camping in a tent. I got a goddamn patio, motherfucker.
Sound like Kitty Power.
God damn it. Look at this goddamn patio I can keep my retarded ass kid on.
Dude, they were so nice. So me and Jameson were sitting right there fucking kissing each other.
Look how far it extends out.
It's so nice.
Just like Mammy used to have.
Like that. Just like
we
that.
We can put our rocking chairs on our fucking RV. God damn
it. We were over there just fucking kicking it, and I was just drunk. I'm like, man, this is fucking nice.
Couple kids and some dirt bikes.
You should have quit, Gabe. It was fucking fun.
I couldn't, dude. I had to go watch them tardios.
Oh, yeah.
Had to get my tardio in.
It makes me want to buy a fucking camper, like live in an RV, man.
That's the white American in you.
I think that's Joe. Like that's all we can afford. Like, look at that one.
Me and my honey will travel the world.
Go up that one in the middle, and the white. It's two story. No. Up one row, right there. Look at that.
Getting bougie.
That's a two story RV right there.
This is where you and like three teenage runaways you picked up, and you have two sunbathing on top.
Oh my god!
And then you have one.
Tell me more. I'm getting hard. You got two.
You guys, how old? You're like, what's your band's name again?
Where are the Thundercats?
Yeah, you guys are going to be great one day.
You're going to make it, I swear to God.
You guys want some more Heineken?
These are the Heine Zeros, I swear.
And then you look at yourself in the
mirror. Look at that one, the embassy? Jesus Christ.
The fuck bus.
The fuck bus? But yeah, no, these RVs were super sick.
I'm sure there's gangs of these people. I'm sure you can join an RV club.
Oh, there were gangs of these people.
Where they're like, we're going to RV the fuck out of that road. The other, hey, bro, this year we RVing hard. We're going to RV so hard this year, dude.
We're convoying.
Yeah, good old
the convoy ain't stopping until Arkansas, bro, Little Rock.
Walkie-talkies. You know, everyone has a cell phone.
CB radios, man.
Shut up, Lloyd Eugene.
Breaker, this is fucking Ghost Blunts. We're out here going.
Yeah, dude.
We're pulling the 55-foot fucking...
The Bayliner in the back. You got the Bayliner attached?
The triple...
The truck boat truck?
The truck boat truck? That's
you
great.
You got the RV.
Is that legal?
You got the RV, you got the Jeep, and then you got the Bayliner on the Jeep. Bro, you going deep. I mean, you might... What else are you going to do in Arizona, dog? Come on, dog.
RV around, boy.
You might need that the Bayliner on that the fucking Grand Canyon River, dog. You never know.
Why not?
You know it's a fucking it's like a $10,000 fine to swim in that fucking river.
They just don't want us swimming. They don't want people swimming.
We've stolen it all. Look at what's LBP doing, dude? Go back to her. We need to see what she's doing. When is she just going to come out as a lesbian already, dog?
Lean Beef Patty? She's not gay. She loves Wiener.
Yeah, this guy.
She's a pedophile.
Nah.
I'm calling it. I'm just saying.
Where's her, I think she probably likes Chinese dudes. She probably has like a sitting fetish.
Explain yourself.
She's like, I will sit on this person.
She probably has a penis.
Nah. But a really, really big clit.
You think?
Oh yeah, from her naturalness, dog.
Dude, she's pretty natty.
Look at this picture again. Say that again.
Nah, that's definitely a attainable natty.
Bullshit.
What do you mean bullshit, dude?
This is a fucking
dedicated athlete.
This person is not a dedicated athlete.
Yes, she is.
A whore,
bro. That. You want to see some not natty, like type in female bodybuilder. That will be a not natty.
Oh, that's a big clit on that. Whoever coming up.
That's not natty. See, that's my dream physique right there.
Lando, if this lady paid you $3,000.
Jesus Christ, I want to look like her.
$1,500 a month to eat her out on the weekly. Enough.
What?
It's not enough. $1,500?
A month.
A month.
No, on the every 2 weeks. We'll do it bi-weekly.
$3,000 a month to eat this bitch out.
Just once or what?
It's on the weekly. It's every Friday. After gym.
Gosh, too.
Are you stupid?
Dude. After gym every Friday for $3,000.
It'd be easy. You can
that's
find
that. Four times. Atlanta, the better you get at it.
Yeah, you're going to be able to get her. You're going to be able to knock her out in 2 minutes.
That's 4 minutes of work, dog. Or less.
Damn, dude, I want to look like this woman.
Lando, this lady will, if you don't, she'll crush your skull.
I'm sure.
If you better,
either
you,
way,
she's coming or you're
look
not.
Look at that jawline. Dude, I wish my jawline was like that.
She's coming one way or another, Lando.
It's so square.
You better comply, dog.
Gabe, you look like Big J Oakerson so much.
No, I do not.
Yeah, you do.
I do not. Yeah. He's gonna die of a heart attack soon, dog.
In the hoodie.
Yeah. Being for you.
Shut the fuck
up. Oh, that's the original right there.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Need the gloves.
Yeah, you need the fingerless gloves.
If I bring them back.
You should bring them back.
In style?
Yeah.
Some influencer sees them, they're like, that's so lit. It comes become a TikTok thing.
Yeah.
Like, where'd you get those gloves? Oh, I made them myself.
I cut them off. I'm depressing. Dude, cutting off your own fingerless gloves is probably
It had to be the right length, bro. You know what? The failed ones? Yeah. You're like, nah, these are, it's not long enough.
What's the length?
It's past this part.
It's past, oh, but it's not past that knuckle?
Yeah, you gotta have room for the knuckle.
So it's like a circumcision.
You gotta
keep it past the head of the knuckle.
Back, see, he knows. A pro would a pro recognizes a pro.
Game recognizes game, granddad.
I'm not lying.
Yeah, you're right.
You need
see,
to
that
the,
was his early days though, because they're rolling up.
It's the
they don't roll up anymore.
You need movement. The rolling up means they were purposely made. They're made to have fingers, but they were cut.
Yeah,
that's the rolling part. I want the perfectly stitched.
Gotta get you some perfectly stitched
fingerless gloves, some handmaids.
Where are we at, Jameson?
An hour 59.
All right.
Anything you want to tell people before we go?
Don't transition people's kids in the womb.
It's crazy.
It's weird.
That's fucking insane.
Choose a different hill to die on. Like, the fuck? You know, why? That person just mad because they can't have a kid. And they're like, Is it?
Oh, speaking of that, the gays were so happy it was a boy.
Oh, they're like, it could be one of us.
It's more for us to fuck.
I was like, another hole in the world.
I was like, ew, you gays, stay away from my baby. You're not going to fuck my son. It was crazy. Yeah.
And fuck Karen, go. That's the request we ended on.
Jameson, do you want to tell people?
Check out.
Oh, damn.
Jesus Christ.
Oh shit!
That's all I got. All right, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Follow us on the super secret Patreon that we have going on. It's good. And then everybody else, follow me at all socials at Yajimobi. I'm finishing up my absurdity tour with one last stop, going to Boise on the 31st. Come out. There's plenty of tickets left. As always, keep it absurd.